You're listening to SBS News.
Company director and local government councillor James Spenceley was back home on Sydney's northern beaches this week after a gruelling six-day drive delivering ambulances to Ukraine.
I've definitely become a different person after seeing the destruction. And the thing that shocked me was it wasn't, you know, military facilities that were getting hit. It's shopping centres, it's shopping malls, it's a building supply company.
And it's that fact that inspired the Sydney businessman to dig into his own savings, buying two second-hand ambulances in France, total cost $50,000.
We passed by a burnt-out building that had six army ambulances all destroyed inside of the building. There's towns where they had 500,000 people and the town itself was down to two ambulances for them. This is a disaster on a scale I've never witnessed.
James Spenceley is no stranger to risk. He sold a house raising $1 million to fund a startup in 2007 and has since been twice awarded EY Young Entrepreneur of the Year. The 45-year-old is currently chair of the online platform Airtasker. However, not many entrepreneurs volunteer to drive through a war zone. But James was determined to deliver the life-saving medical equipment from Poland all the way to the Ukrainian frontline himself.
You know, things like defibrillators, oxygen tanks, you know, disposable stuff, syringes, bandages. Delivering ambulances to hopefully save five lives a day is a calculated risk where the reward justifies the risk.
One of his refitted ambulances went to the front near Odessa. He says it was instantly put to good use.
We got a message from the army unit where we donated the second ambulance. I think it was 10 a.m. in the morning after we delivered it that evening, and they'd already extracted two people out of the front lines, two soldiers that would have most likely died if they didn't get to hospital in that way.
The mission is extremely personal for James and his wife Victoria, who met in Odessa and have family still living in Ukraine. Victoria Spenceley explains.
Yes, my parents are still there. I can't believe what's happening. It's every day such a shock. My mom has a problem with blood pressure. There's no medication. So, and at nighttime they have to turn off the lights so the Russian people can't see that who lives where. So they have to, after 5 p.m. there's no lights. Yeah, it's just a completely life change and like in a horrible way.
Despite concerns for his safety, Victoria is grateful for her husband's generosity to her homeland.
I was so proud of James, like actually being there, you're representing Australia. It's very touching and all my friends and family, they just can't believe it.
And it's not the only medical aid from Australia heading to Ukraine. Liz Pozlowski is coordinating donations on behalf of Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organisations. She says a consignment of medical supplies flies out to Ukraine this week on board an Australian Defence Department plane.
We've got 150 pallets. And they are much needed, the Ministry of Health listed medical supplies, tourniquets, Israeli bandages, which are really thick 6-inch bandages, special gauzes to stop bleeding, and other defibrillators, other urgent medical supplies.
Donations have poured in over recent weeks, enabling coordinators across Australia to fill medical lists sent by Ukraine's Ministry of Health.
Thank you very much to all the Australians who've donated to the Ukraine Crisis Appeal, because it has allowed us to spend $1 million on urgent medical aid that's going to Ukraine and going straight to the front line.
Donations to James Spenceley's GoFundMe campaign have also paid for 8 more ambulances that he will once again drive into the war zone.
In a couple of weeks, we'll go back to deliver more ambulances. We'll also bring supplies like sleeping bags, ear protection, knee pads.
Ukrainian authorities are more than grateful, presenting James with a letter which he is proud to read out.
You not only give us material things, but with them the hope that together we will overcome any adversity. Light will overcome darkness and we will finally return to normal and most importantly, peaceful and happy life.
How do you feel when you read that?
Very emotional, actually. You know, that encourages me to try and do more and to help as much as I can.
The kindness of strangers bringing communities closer across the globe. Rochelle Harrison-Pless, SBS News.